Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're with West Seneca Police Chief Daniel Denz. There's a push here in New York State to get seatbelts added to the back seat. I can't imagine you guys would be against that whatsoever. What's your thoughts about it?
Well, I believe it's very important that everybody who's in a vehicle is seatbelted in, no matter what position they're in. Safety tests have shown that passengers become projectiles in a car in a crash if they're not belted in and crash into the front seats and cause injuries to the front seat driver and passenger if they're not belted in. Approximately 59% of backseat drivers, or I'm sorry, of backseat passengers, 59% of backseat passengers who were killed in crashes in 2017 were unbelted. So better than half the people who died in crashes in 2017 who were seated in the back seat were not wearing safety belts. They're put in the car for a reason. You know, they're to keep you in place from hurting somebody else, and they're also to protect yourself from getting ejected. And, I do feel that is an important next step in the seatbelt safety laws that we had, including all the laws regarding child seats and that.
How often are you guys having to deal with people, just in general, in the front seat or in the passenger seat there, that are just frankly not buckled up whatsoever?
Amazingly, it's not that often. 30 years ago when I started my profession here in West Seneca, it was very, very common. And, I was personally witness to a lot of low-speed crashes that resulted in significant injuries. And now it's kind of flipped where we go to some major crashes where you think people are going to be seriously injured or deceased, and they're standing out next to their car, shaking their head, can't believe what just happened to them. But because they were buckled in, and of course the addition of airbags has helped in the design of the vehicles, our injuries and fatalities are significantly lower than they were 30-odd years ago when I started.
This thing here at the auditorium today, I think it was really powerful to have the judge speak. How much did what she had to say resonate with you, and frankly, how much do you think it resonated with the kids today?
I think it was very impactful for the kids. I'm very familiar with Judge Filbert's accident. It was not my crash, but I was employed in West Seneca at the time, and it was a serious crash. As she said, she was on her way to school, and it has impacted her life significantly. And hopefully having that personal touch with the students is really impactful for them, and they can take something away from it.
How hopeful are you that the message is heard loud and clear, given this comes, and I know it was already planned just 2 days after that accident, and that some of these kids here knew some of those kids involved?
I believe for the student body here, again, it's a personal relationship with people that they know personally that this has impacted. It's not somebody else. It's not somebody else's friends. It's people that they know. I thought it was extremely important that we continue on with this program. I discussed this with Superintendent Bystrack. There were some concerns that maybe it would have been too soon after that particular event to host this. But after very long conversations with the principals and other staff members and everybody who was involved here, Commissioner Schroeder, we thought it was in the best interest to continue on with this program today, just because it drives it home at a personal level for these kids. So we're really, really hopeful that they take something away from this today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.